We're launching a new radio series on Boise State Public Radio. It's a partnership with the Idaho Commission on the Arts. These radio stories about traditional folk art here in the Gem State, and it's called Expressive Idaho. The first one is on Indian dance. It's a South Asian art form, but it's found in Southern Idaho, too. It's characterized by dramatic facial expressions and hand gestures. Maybe you've seen it in a Bollywood movie. In Boise, Olivia Wheat spoke to a master of Southern Indian classical dance as she was training a young apprentice.
Olivia, we'll start with the thighs.
That's Padma Gadipalli in her home, teaching her apprentice Alekia Tanakella a set of dance steps. Padma isn't just Alekia's mentor. She's also her mother. She pats her hands on the carpet, showing her student where her feet will go.
Right? I want you to do the two sets.
Alekia is quiet for a 13-year-old, used to the regiment here in the upstairs room, transformed by a prayer rug slung over a mattress against the wall.
Well, like a good day is when, first of all, I can remember all the steps, and then I can also get the expression and, like, the speed, and everything comes together, and then, like, a bad day is when it doesn't really work out so well.
These are good days for Alekia and Padma. The Idaho Commission on the Arts Folk and Traditional Arts Program awarded them a grant for passing on cultural skills. Alekia says watching her mother is what inspired her to learn how to dance.
She remembers all the steps like as if like she already knows them by heart. And like it's not just something she's remembering and doing, it's like something she's feeling.
For Padma, it's not always clear when to be a mother and when to be more like the strict Indian gurus who taught her Bharatanatyam, the classical Indian dance form she's now passing on to Alekia. She recalls one grueling session when...
I could see that she was physically really at the end of the rope, you know, but she was fighting through exhaustion, fighting through pain.
Alekia was determined to finish, and Padma didn't let her off the hook.
It was hard at that time to really not stop her as a mother and say, that's okay, you've done your part for today. So, but I had to look at the bigger picture and I had to like, as a teacher, this is what my teacher would do.
But when the lesson was over, the teacher once again became the mother.
I hugged her, there were tears, I hugged her. I said, sometimes sorry, or I just massaged her legs. The mother in me did that.
Earlier this summer, Alekia took what she's been practicing to the stage in a performance at the World Village Fest in downtown Boise. Alekia wears traditional Indian pants, the kind that tighten at the ankle. With the Capitol building as a backdrop, she begins with a standing pose and then launches into a sequence of highly choreographed dance steps. She calls it
Krishna Pushpanjali, which is like an offering to the god and basically the start of a dance routine.
But offstage, Padma is nervous until she lets go a little. And then she gets this feeling like they're on stage together.
We are connected not just as mother and daughter, but, you know, as you know, practitioners of this divine art form.
Back in the practice room, the session is winding down.
Go ahead and take the namaste to Lord Nataraja and then come to me.
I asked Alekia if learning classical Indian dance has carried over into other parts of her life.
Well, I've learned how to like express myself in any other place, like in school, in music, in like anything else. And I've also learned to become like more confident in myself.
Alekia plans to continue dancing. Now that she has the footwork down, she wants to work more dramatic facial expressions into her routine. She says she'll look to her mom for help with that. I'm Olivia Wheats for Boise State Public Radio News.
This story was produced by Boise State Public Radio in partnership with the Idaho Commission on the Arts from their Folk and Traditional Arts Program. It has funding support from the National Endowment for the Arts. And joining me to talk about this story and about our series, which is called Expressive Idaho, is journalist Olivia Wheats and Stephen Hatcher, the Director of Folk and Traditional Arts at the Idaho Commission on the Arts. Welcome to the program, both of you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Gemma.
I'd like to start with you, Stephen. The Idaho Commission on the Arts does this every single year. Talk to me a little bit about the program and why the Idaho Commission on the Arts does this.
Why do we do this to preserve and perpetuate the cultural, deep-rooted cultural traditions that are found throughout the state.
And it's interesting because I think a lot of people may not be aware of some of the cultures and traditions that are here in Idaho. And did you find that, Olivia, doing these projects?
Sure. So so this one was, of course, on South Indian classical dance. And there's not very many folks who practice that in Idaho. Mm-hmm. Padma and Lakey are one of a handful. With the series, we want to bring attention to those arts and to those who are working hard to continue those art forms.
And is that part of it, Stephen, is that a lot of this may die off if we don't give a voice to it?
It's true. It dies off, or it changes shape, it changes form. Folklorists tend to say that traditions die when they're not used, when they're not necessary to a community. So generally they warp shape and change into something else. But this certainly helps to perpetuate specific skills and techniques.
And did you find that, Olivia, when, you know, here's a mom and a daughter, and the mother, you know, sounds like that she was taught in India.
That's right. Now
mom is teaching the daughter. Is it warping in a way, or, you know, is her daughter very much following the tradition? You can tell in the piece she wants to do this just like her mother.
Mm-hmm. So she learned it from her mother. She was exposed to it really, really early on when she was a toddler. Seeing her mom dance is really what inspired her to learn how to do it. And, Padma is, she pays a lot of attention to the theory and the idea behind the dance that they practice. And so she's trying to stick to, you know, the dance form that she learned from the gurus that she learned in India, but of course, she's adapt. Alakia is going, as Padma would say, Alakia will is kind of taking her own style into into it as well.
Her own approach
and she
to
wants
it.
She wants her to develop that.
Okay. Yeah. And Stephen, when it comes to what you do with this every single year, you provide some people with monetary support for this, right? So it's like an apprenticeship,
right?
So can you quickly explain that and how it works?
Right. In Idaho, this is a 35-year program that's been around as long as the folk arts program has been here. And it's an annual program that we open it up to anyone. They apply. They have to come up with a work plan. They have to come up with a budget. They have to come up with work samples, bios, letters of support by other community members saying that this would be a good partnership. And most specifically, they have to come up with goals. Do you want to finish a saddle as your goal? Do you want to finish certain techniques in a dance as Padma's and Lakia's goal? So you have goals, you have a budget, a work plan, and you go through a panel process. And some are awarded.
And we are running out of time, but I want to thank both of you for coming in. Olivia, I know we'll have another piece coming up from you soon.
Yes, the Rawhide Braider, Jeff Miner, is the next piece in the series, and there's seven in the series.
Okay, well, we look forward to having you back and listening and chatting more about it. My guests today, journalist Olivia Wheats and Stephen Hatcher, the director of folk and traditional arts at the Idaho Commission on the Arts. Thank you both for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thank you.